Hey, thanks for being with us on a Friday. Hope your week has gone well. Let's get to the stories that we're tracking today.
This is the Three at Three on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
All right, the first in the Three at Three is breaking news that we're following this afternoon. Reports of an explosion and evacuations are underway in Sheboygan County, just west of Cascade. I have a source who's giving me some information. Says there are reports of injuries. 17 departments have been called. It appears that maybe a high-powered gas line or some other utility line is at the center of this. We are collecting information. We do know there was an explosion and evacuations are underway. First responders are saying that there are injuries and crews from numerous departments are responding. That's the first thing, and we will stay on top of this for you this afternoon.
Number two, if you're out on the road right now, a quick reminder, buckle up. Wisconsin just hit a 94% seatbelt use rate. It's up 2% from 2 years ago, a new record high for our state. But here's the part that matters to you at this moment. About half of people are killed in crashes in our state were not wearing a seatbelt. Last year, nearly 8,000 crashes involved unbelted drivers, leading to 176 deaths. We want zero on the roads. Also, if you're driving or riding along right now, take 2 seconds, make that seatbelt clicked, and save your life.
Good idea. Hey, next up, two new festivals coming to Milwaukee's lakefront. This is pretty cool. The Freshwater Food and Wine Festival will debut next year. That's the Freshwater Food and Wine Festival. That'll be in September, featuring a lineup of culinary talent from local favorites to nationally recognized chefs and TV personality. There will be a farmer's market, as the title suggests. Lots of food, lots of good drink. That is next September. And then the Rock and Roll Fest, also down there near the lakefront, will debut in 2027. It's going to be rock and roll and cars is kind of the thing. Organizers say designed for gearheads and music lovers, cultural explorers, and people who just love our city. Custom-built cars, lots of music, lots of food, driving simulators, etc. So, one festival this September, September 26th, another one added September of 27. Yeah, let's do a bonus 3 at 3.
Sure. Bonus 3 at 3, an important reminder about a local hero being honored this Sunday, November 15th, starting at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kelly's Bleachers in Wind Lake, a fundraiser to help officers get to Washington, D.C. to honor fallen Milwaukee officer Kendall Corder. Corder was a six-year MPD veteran who was ambushed while responding to a shots fired call back in June. He passed away days later at just 32 years old. His partner that was on the scene as well survived. Registration is $30 per player with raffles and a 50-50 drawing. Officer Corder's service and sacrifice run deep, and this event will help make sure he's honored the way he deserves.
I love this. We talked to Patty Jerving, the mother of Peter Jerving, and she talks about the importance of this week, the importance of the recognition for the families of victims and for the men and women who served alongside the victims. So for them to go to Washington, D.C. is such an important thing.
Yeah, they said the vigil part, the candlelight at night, is the most powerful.
Yeah, so here's a way that you can help. By the way, there are other ways coming up in the coming months, and we will continue to let you know. The breaking news this afternoon, reports of an explosion and an evacuation underway in Sheboygan County. Reports of injuries, 15 or 20 departments are responding to the explosion. It's in the western part of Sheboygan County, just west of Cascade. As we gather more information, we will share it with you.